So, our next talk here is presented by Lisa Kede about to mine or not to mine. So, yes. Welcome everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here. This room is packed and I'm really excited to be here as well. And this is probably not as even as much of an open source topic, even though, of course, there's a lot of open source going on in AI as well at the moment. But I want to be talking about some hot topics in copyright law, actually, which are going on, at least in Germany at the moment, when we're talking about AI. So most of you probably have heard about the issue around training and using an AI model when it comes to copyright. So this is, at least in Germany, one of the topics that is being talked a lot about at the moment. And let's just look at the process for a second. Very overly simplified process of data in AI models. So usually when we are training an AI model, we do need a lot of data, which can be images, text, which can be music, code, whatever can be open source code as well, obviously. Most of the data that is being used for AI training is obviously copyrighted, which will be fed into the AI model for training. So on the left-hand side is what we would call training data. In the center, we do have the AI model usually embedded in some kind of an AI system, such as ChatGPT or any other AI system, which can then be used in turn by a user via prompting. So we have input that goes into the AI model. It does not necessarily have to be a text prompt. You can also have an AI model, for example, analyze an image for the contents, have it create a caption for an image, for example. And then we have output, which is on the right-hand side, which also can be probability values, but can also be text, music, code, images, whatever. So to sum it all up, in order to create an AI system, we need a lot of data. And to create a good system, we need even more data. When we're talking about generative AI systems, we usually require works, what we would call in copyright works, so some kind of copyrighted artwork, for example, where a human being has put effort into it. And usually we are collecting these works online, so we have to download them to create a copy.